When, pardon me, I've got a bit of the cold. When Mary came to find the tomb of Jesus, the stone was moved, the Lord had gone away. The angel said, "Fear not, for he has risen. I see a living here among."
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. And the Lord bless those that's made an effort to come out tonight. God bless you. And we're getting prepared for bad weather. Storm. Amy, I think she's called. She's promised to rear her head up tomorrow sometime. But thank God. We've enjoyed a nice summer. The winter would have to come, wouldn't it? But praise the Lord, huh? I sent Brian a wee message just telling him we're praying for him and everything, and I know it was on the up and everything, and he thanks everyone for your prayers. And he had sent me back to say if they had it been a day later, things would have been not good. So he said it was God's hand really had all worked out with everything. And appreciates all the prayers. So let's keep praying for Brother Bran as well as he recovers now. And keep hard in prayer as well, Brother Hard in prayer. That the Lord will bless Brother Hard as well, praise God. And the Lord bless you. This week I was on a job this week and I was doing absolutely nothing. Isn't that great? Imagine having a job like that. I just had to watch this yard. Lorries coming in and going out. In case anybody walked out, but I had plenty of time in my hands. So I read the whole life story of Price, Charles Price. I don't know if you've ever heard of Charles Price, but I read his whole life story The first day that I was free, I couldn't stop reading it. It was a fascinating story. This Price people began in England, and it goes right back to the time he would have been in the early 1900s, and it goes right back to his family describing him and everything, and it's a fascinating story. And he was the headman of the Methodists, and he was the headman of the Covenanters, but he said he was a hypocrite, total hypocrite. That's what he said. And he said he hadn't got it. He hadn't got it, but he was doing meetings and he was preaching, and he was the top man in the Methodist, promoted right to the top as high as you can go, churches with big numbers in it. And then he was the same with the Covenanters. He reached the top net with the big numbers. But there was a man came to the part, now this, he's in America by this time, because they emigrated to America. And there was a man coming, a Pentecostal man, and Price went to the meeting to straighten him out. He went to get him straightened out. And that night he didn't get him straightened out, and an awful lot of people seen Price at it, and he was embarrassed that they seen him with the Pentecostals. He was embarrassed. And he tried to make an exit, but it went the opposite. He got caught. And people said to him, "Great to see you here, Brother Price." But cut a long story short, never hanging him back the next night, but he got the baptism. He got the baptism. And I tell you what, he was mightily used to God. I am telling you now, that man was used to God. There's nobody else you can read about. He's as good a minister as Wigglesworth, if not better. That's the type of ministry Charles Price had. You never probably have heard of him. But I'm telling you, he was mightily used to God. And the healings and the meetings was phenomenal. Phenomenal healings everywhere he went. People were getting saved in groups of 50 at a time. Big groups with real revival. And that was Charles Price, the ministry that man had. But he was going along with a nominal church world, if you like. Preached getting saved just about. He said they weren't even strong in that. But when he got the Holy Ghost, and I tell you, he emphasizes that you're wasting your time without it. Totally a waste of time without it. That's what Price says. And he regrets the years he wasted. And he was out in Alaska and all. And his whole life story is fascinating, and I couldn't tell you all of it, but he took pictures and all out in Alaska in the snow. He had his own team of dogs and everything. That's Charles Price. He was a tough man, like. He had his own team of dogs and everything. And he had all photos of it. And people used to hire him to talk about these trips he took. But it wasn't the Lord's work. And he did that for years. And God moved on him. God moved on him mightily. And they heard the audible voice of God. And he got the baptism. And he talked about got out, mind I said the other wicked bit of boy, Paul. Well, I'll tell you, he went out. And the one minister said, he Price, when he was getting the, when God started filling him with the Holy Spirit, Price threw his arms up and said, "Lord, no more." And you see the wee man that knew him and that he'd come to hear preach, he said, "Lord, give him a good dose more, for he hasn't got enough yet." That's what he prayed. He shouted out. And God took him clean of his feet. Clean of his feet. And he, Price was saying, "Please, no more, that's enough." And this wee man was saying, no, "Lord, keep giving it to him, give him more, for he needs it, he's entire need of it." And God did give him more. And when that man preached, the blind saw and the deaf heard. I'm telling you, the miracles, if you ever get a chance, you read it. I think it was maybe Brother Andrew first mentioned Charles Price to me, and I got the chance to read his life story, and it's powerful, praise God. Let's turn tonight, and I want to talk again a wee bit about the gift of the Holy Spirit, but I want to talk about it a wee bit, and I have not many notes or anything like that, just loads of scriptures what I put down. And the Holy Spirit is prophesied right in the Old Testament. And I want to bring that out tonight. Let's bow our heads. And if you have a need tonight, Just lift your hand up before the Lord. The Lord bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you tonight for your mercy, for your grace, for your love and for your truth you've showed toward us. Father, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We plead the merits of that blood afresh on this whole night and on our lives. And we invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to move in this room and in our lives and in our homes. Holy Ghost, have your way, we pray. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost right now, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the hands raised. You'll meet every single need in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless those that hadn't maybe to work tonight or couldn't be here tonight. Move on the backslidden, and for your own people, stir them and touch them. Encourage everyone in this room and those that would hear the message. God, encourage them, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the hands raised, you know the need, Lord. And Father, we're asking in the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will meet every single need. Lord, we thank you for how you've touched Brother Brian, and we pray you'll continue to minister on him, continue to strengthen him. Lord, for you have yet much for him, and we pray you will bless him and bring him to full strength and health in the name of Jesus Christ. We do say amen to what's already been prayed tonight for all the sisters been praying for each one that needs your touch. Let your hand of mercy and grace be upon them. Lord, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Father, have your way in our lives tonight. Lord, if this storm comes, I pray that all what will be safe that belongs to us and that's here tonight, and the families, that your hand of mercy will be upon each one and keep each one safe that's traveling on the roads. For we ask it, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, bless your word. Tell our hearts tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, ask it. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. And there's so many scriptures. And from the Old Testament, but the Holy Spirit. For with stammering lips and other tongues will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they wouldn't hear. And I tell you, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the rest that the Bible talks about when you get the Holy Ghost. You cease from your own works. The Holy Spirit takes over and you enter into rest. Praise God. Paul refers also till Isaiah 28, you remember when Paul's preaching from the Old Testament. 1 Corinthians 14, 21. And in the Lord is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that they will not hear, saith the Lord. So Paul's quoting from Isaiah when he's preaching. And isn't it tremendous, really? The apostles were preaching from the Old Testament. And they were able to preach the Holy Ghost, and they were able to preach Jesus Christ and everything. All from the Old Testament. Because God's word dovetails right through, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you go to Ezekiel, Matthew, you can put it up, Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27. And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll tell you, this is interesting because I mentioned it last week. This has been given. It doesn't say you have to pay anything or do anything. God has given. And the only Spirit can be put in us is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's what we need. And it's the Holy Spirit that God puts in us. And it's the Holy Spirit that quickens us. Isn't it great that God gives us the Holy Spirit? And I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my commandments and do them. And I tell you, it is God through the Holy Spirit. When we receive the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit in us that gives us a desire to seek after God, to read the Word of God, to follow after the Lord, that changes our heart. When we're born again, we're changed. We're not turning over a new leaf. We're becoming good wee boys and girls. We're born again. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. This also reveals the power of the Spirit-filled life. That's what it reveals. Now, if you look at Joel 2, verse 28 to 29, and that's a very well-known portion of Scripture. I'm just reading it some from the Old Testament. And it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour my Spirit on all flesh. On your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Aren't you glad it's not just for the men, it's for the women? This is for the handmaidens. As well as the men, it's for the women. So you sisters can have the Holy Spirit just the same as the brothers, the handmaidens of the Lord. And God's promised he'll give it in the last days. And I tell you, if we're not living in the last days now, where are we living? We're in the last days. Amen. And we're in the time when God can give us the Holy Spirit. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. And look, when you get the Holy Spirit, you can dream, you can have visions, such the Bible says. And you can do things you maybe never done before. And you could say, maybe you've never dreamed, but if the Holy Ghost could give you it, you could dream a dream from the Lord when the Holy Spirit gives you it, because the Bible says it in Joel here. Amen. It doesn't say you'll be born and you'll do it, but it says when you get the Holy Spirit, then it can happen. Amen. Now, John the Baptist, also here, was predicted by John the Baptist in Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. And I tell you, Christ got the Holy Spirit and he got the fire as well. Now, don't get me wrong, the man did big things. If you were to read his reports ever before he got the Holy Spirit, you'd be amazed. He was the head man in the Methodist movement, and then he became the head man in the Congregational movement. But I'll tell you what, when he got the baptism, God moved him further. And you know what happened as well? God brought him back to some of their movements and used him in them. A lot of them churches had him back, but when he came back, he said himself, he was a different man. He was a different man. He was filled with the Holy Spirit when he went back. And the power of God broke loose and God moved. And John the Baptist here says he'll baptize the Holy Ghost in fire. If you want to mark down scriptures, you can look at Mark 1:8, Luke 3:16. It's all referring to the same thing with John the Baptist talking about. And we'll go to John 1, verse 33 to 34. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, and you know God sent him, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. Now this is important. The same is he which shall baptize with the Holy Ghost. The one that you see the Spirit descending and remaining on, he's the one. That's the Lord Jesus. Now there's people, and God could move them with the Holy Spirit. And William Branham talks about it. He says Elijah was moved by the Holy Ghost, did great things. Then the next thing you see him hid away from a woman hiding under a juniper tree. He said, because the Spirit had been off him. And I tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes on us, we're changed into different men and women. That's absolutely the truth. But the Lord Jesus, it remained on him. So you want, people talk about great ministries. I've heard people saying greater ministry than Jesus had. A statement of God in itself is false. It's false. Because there's only one ministry to start with. That's the ministry of Jesus Christ. Them apostles was just following on that same ministry. And I'll tell you, that's the truth. But I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus, you think of that power that was on him and remained on him. And you think of any ministry at their peak, absolute peak, how God used them. But then it didn't continue. Maybe it was for a short time. That continued. That remained on them. Amen. I don't believe it's right to compare anybody on the level of Jesus. That's my honest opinion. And I know I've got flack for it, and I'll get plenty more because I'm not changing my view on it. I'm absolutely convinced on it. Jesus is absolutely unique. To start with, he's the Son of God. Now, I mean the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit remained on him. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for the Son of God tonight. Now also the Lord Jesus himself promised the Holy Spirit to all children of God who ask. And I want to emphasize this asking tonight. I mightn't get finished everything I want to say. I might just take a wee prelude and go into the asking and give you some scriptures on it here in a moment. But you see, to all God's children, you can ask for it and you can have it. Because God's no respecter of persons. Luke 11:13. And if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. So the Lord's saying, if you can give gifts as a person, as a father in the natural, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them than ask him? Amen. And you know, if it's in your means, you would do it. How much more it is in God's means, and God will do it when we ask him. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now I'm going to pause. I didn't write these down. I'm going to look them because I think I maybe should emphasize on the asking bit so that I want you to know. Some people say, I want to know God's will. Well, the word of God's God's will, and God's telling us you can ask. Matthew 21:22. Praise God. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive them. So the Holy Spirit is something you want. You need to ask for it. Amen? How often, brother, I got baptized with the Holy Spirit years ago, but there's not a day. Every morning when I get in the van, going to work, I pray for the fill-up. I pray for God to give me more of the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit every... I can't be left to my own self. I couldn't last long by my own self. None of us could. We need the Lord every day. We need the Lord's help. I pray every day as well. Acknowledge you in all your ways, Lord, and you'll direct my paths. The word of God said it. If you acknowledge God in all your ways, he'll direct your path. You can't acknowledge him if you don't ask him about it. Ask him about it. Amen. Ask for it. Mark 11:24. It's all about asking. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And look at the next verse. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Is the Lord's prayer high? The Lord taught us to pray that prayer. Forgive us our trespasses. And forgive those that trespass against us. That's how God taught us to pray. And I'll tell you, that's a good way to pray, isn't it? And we're to have all that right. Then we can ask him for something. And the Lord can give us it. Luke 11:9. And I just want to encourage you that you're going to ask. Luke 11:9. And I say unto you, ask and ye shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Asking. Ask. There's an old saying, what people say at work, if you don't ask, you'll not get it. Did you ask them? Do you ever hear the fellas at work, you want something to the boss, where's the pay rise or whatever? Did you ask him? No one ever asked him. Sure, he mightn't give him it. How do you know to ask him? Do you ever have somebody tell you that? Well, I'll tell you what. Have you asked the Lord? But I won't tell you how do you know to ask him. Because my Bible tells me he'll do it. The Bible assures me he'll do it. And we ask him, he'll do it. Amen. Go to chapter 18 of Luke. Chapter 18, Luke, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint. And it goes right on to the wee woman that feared God. You know the story well. I'm not going to read it all. The parable of the woman and the judge. And that wee woman kept asking. And you can read that down through here, chapter 18 of Luke. She kept on asking. Amen. Verse 8, look what verse 8 says. We'll go back to verse 7 of Luke 18. And shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? And I tell you, she got what she asked for. She didn't get it the first time. She didn't ask once and say, I never got it. She kept asking until she got it. She pestered him. I'll tell you what, I can hear Jack Coe preaching that. And about the one hurried left on the judge. Could hear that wee woman's feet coming down the hallway. And he knew the sound of her feet coming. And he said, not her again. And he says, no doubt, he tried every potion to grow that hair of his. And I thought of my own self, balding. And all the potions grow your hair. None of them ever worked. And I tell you, there he was. He had one string left. And he whipped it out and said, I'll avenge you. That's how Cole taught us. But I'll tell you, he avenged her. But she kept coming. She wasn't going to give up till she got it. And I tell you, we did it. You ever hear somebody, he's going to come and pester me again? You ever heard that said? That boy's coming to pester me. He'll be coming looking something. But that's the way we should be with God. Not in the sense pester, but we need to keep coming. We need to keep asking. We need to keep at it till we get it. Amen. We need to keep asking. We need to not give up. Go to the book of James. Praise God. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 of James. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So we ask God for the Holy Spirit, we need to expect it and believe we're getting it. We don't want to go out the next day and say, I never got it. Sure knew I wouldn't get it, but that wasn't faith. That was unbelief. The Bible tells us nothing about asking unbelief. It says ask in faith and we're going to get it. Amen. Ask in faith and we're going to get it. Go to the Epistle of John, 1 John. 1 John. Now 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So we're going to want to please the Lord. And we're going to ask and we're going to live to please the Lord. And you know also, and we quote it many times, and it's the truth. He gives the Holy Ghost to those disciples that obey him. Amen. And we obey the Lord. And he's thinking about that. Obeying the Lord. I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures on that. And I won't keep this long tonight. Luke 24, 49. And behold, Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. These were the instructions they were given to get it. Right? This is for the apostles. And they did what the Lord told them to do. They waited till they got the Holy Spirit. They didn't go up for a day and say, well, we didn't get it. We'll finish now and that'll do us. They did what God told them. And they waited. And you think of it, none of them went out to preach after the crucifixion until they had a Pentecost. None of them. And once they got the power of the Holy Ghost, they were changed men. Peter especially was transformed. And the Lord already had the conversation for him. Peter, feed my sheep and all, you know. And he knew the devil would do what he did with Peter. And he says, I've prayed for you. And when you're converted. Now imagine telling Peter when you're converted. And that's a bit like what I read about Price. You'd think he wasn't even converted the way he tells it. And he was a leading man in these churches. But when he got the Holy Spirit, I'll tell you, things changed. And these men here waited like they were told in Acts 1 verse 4 to 5. Acts 1 chapter 1 verse 4 to 5. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. So he's telling them, don't go nowhere till you get it. Amen, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. And I tell you, God gave them it. You think of it, seriously, brothers and sisters, think of it tonight. Think of Peter and John after Pentecost. Shortly after, they're coming up to that place called Beautiful the Gate. And there's the lame man that says, silver and gold are none. And people say to the churches today, we've got silver and gold. Famous preachers have made that statement as well. But they couldn't say what Peter and John said. They said, such as we have, we'll give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And something happened. That man was healed. The power of God came all over him. They had so much Holy Ghost on them, coming at them. Amen. And they could even lay hands on people and they'd get the Holy Ghost. They were filled. Oh, may the Lord fill us. Amen. Some believing Christians say they don't need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, don't they? Now, I've had people say to me, but I'm saved. I don't really need to be baptized. If I died, I'd went to heaven. Now, we'll not argue. We're not saying that a man or woman believes in the Lord Jesus. He's saved. We know that. But the Bible says in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, that they be baptized. And the Bible says in Acts 2:38 that to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So if a person's truly saved and wants to obey, if they want to obey, which the Bible says, he gives the Holy Spirit to them and obey him, then they need to follow the instructions. Amen. It's like if we go to the doctor tomorrow and we've something wrong with us, and you take, say it's one tablet every 4 hours, and you have maybe to take four tablets in the day, just for talk's sake. And you only take one, then after a couple of days you know better, because you never followed the instructions. He didn't say one, he said four. And this is the Lord's instructions, and we have to follow instructions. Now I'll tell you, when we follow God's instructions, we're not under any obligation to produce a thing. It's God that's under the obligation to do the producing. When we follow his instructions, it's in God's hands. And we just bring it forward. It's up to God what he does then. And we have to believe him. But we've done our part. And God will certainly do his part. He's never failed. Amen. To all, everyone that believes in Christ and desires and thirsts for the Holy Spirit, can have the Holy Spirit. John 7, verse 37 and 39. And in the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, amen, which they that believe in him should receive. So the Lord is telling us, those that believe in me should receive the Holy Spirit. It's our right to have it when we believe in the Lord. Did you see that? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. But tonight the Holy Ghost has been given. So we have a right, according to the doctrine of the Lord Jesus, to receive the Holy Spirit. And I want it. You want it. I certainly want it. And God can come in me tonight and fill me. And it's great, but I want it again. Tomorrow and the next day. I want God to keep giving it. Do you know why? Because I need it. I need it. Every one of us need it. Praise God. Now, I'm going to have to close and go maybe on too long, but you could go further on it regarding the Holy Spirit in John 14, and maybe we refer to them scriptures already, but I'm going to close and we're going to pray tonight, because I don't want to take too much time up, and then want to leave time that we can come and pray, praise God. But I'm just reading you these and telling you to encourage everybody to seek the Holy Spirit and get the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's come bow our heads tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the promise of God, for the word of God. Lord, that you said that everyone that believes in you should have the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we want the Holy Spirit. We believe the Holy Spirit has come on us before and filled us, but we want more of the Holy Spirit to fill us tonight, to move us tonight, to come in our lives afresh, to move our lives afresh, to come in this meeting, to move in the meeting, to help us to glorify Jesus. Lord, if you're lifted up, you draw all men onto you. But we need the Holy Ghost, Lord, to help us, to teach us, to guide us, to bring us into all truth. Lord, we need the Holy Spirit. And we're asking for more of the same Holy Spirit tonight. We're asking for the former rain, the latter rain to come on us tonight. For the outpouring of God, Lord, there's storm outside and there's heavy rain already. And there's heavy rain coming. But God, we need a storm of the Holy Spirit outpouring. Lord, that you'd send down more than enough upon us, Lord, I pray. Father, that you'd fill us to the place, for you'll make us to walk in the Spirit and talk in the Spirit and move in the Spirit and do things in the Holy Spirit like we read in this Bible. Lord, these disciples after Pentecost, Lord, they've done things that they've never done before because of the Holy Ghost. And we want that same Pentecostal blessing, that same Pentecostal experience, that same power of God, that fire that John the Baptist talked about coming on our lives, moving on us, cleansing us, filling us, thrilling us, that your name would be uplifted, sinners converted, repenting, and turning on to you. Oh, Lord, grant it, I pray. Move in our homes. Lord, we thank you for what you have done, but we pray you'll keep moving. Keep going. Keep speaking. Keep bringing men and women to yourself. Moving our children. Moving our loved ones. Oh, Lord, speak to them and save them. For the aunts, for the uncles, for the husband, the wife, the sons, the daughters, the nephews, the nieces. Lord, everyone representative. Move on them, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bind the every work of the devil, I pray. His demon power, every power of the enemy. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the blood tonight. Move an island, oh Lord, we place between her and the enemy the blood of Jesus. We're asking you again, rid her from cancer. Move her by the power of God. Move her by the Holy Ghost. Visit her, Lord. Speak to the Lord. Heal her, Lord. Touch her, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Move an Andrea. Give her deeper desire to serve you. A hunger to thirst after you. Touch her, O God. Move upon her, O God. Move in your own people. Put a deeper desire in every single one of us, Lord, that will hunger and thirst after you. For as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul thirsteth after thee, O God. O God, make us to be thirsty, for we know there's plenty of water. Waters to go in, Lord. O God, cause the waters to be red. To well up within us, Lord, living waters flowing out, touching our fellow man and fellow woman, doing them good, healing them, saving them, delivering them, setting them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh, Father, tonight, moving Brother Hard, we pray. Don't give the devil a victory, Lord, but oh God, moving hard, touch him, Lord. Raise him up, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch Brad, strengthen his body. Oh, Lord, come upon him tonight, mightily, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Save his whole family circle, in the name of the Lord. Move out there in Australia and Adelaide. Oh, God, move, I pray, and may your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Father, for here, Lord, of Abbott's Tory to this weekend, oh God, visit us in a special way, I pray. We thank you for the previous services, but God, we need you again. We need you to come. We need you to move. We need you to do something, for we can't do it ourselves, Lord. But, oh God, we bring it to you, and we're asking tonight. We've read all these scriptures to ask, and we're asking, Lord. We're coming like the wee woman up the hallway, and we're going to keep coming, Lord, till you answer us and meet us and move us. Oh God, grant it, I pray. Oh Lord, move, I pray, upon each one in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, deal with your own people. Lord, you know many of them, Lord's fiddling about, messing about. They've no interest. Lord, you're coming soon. But I pray that you'll bring amongst us a stir, a move, Lord, that'll shake every one of us. Lord, that we'll have a check out, that we'll really look over things and turn a few stones over and check out, Lord, and see if we're really in the faith. Oh, God, stir us, I pray. Move us, Lord, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for those at home, the gentlemen here, I pray, Lord, you'll speak to them this evening. Move upon them, Lord, and ask you for the backslidden, that the devil's hoodwinked. Lord, I rebuke the enemy tonight over your children. Restore the backslider. Move upon them, Lord, and draw them and woo them back to your own self. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Heal and touch your people, Lord. Oh God, with a mighty touch from heaven. Lord, we're crying out to you. We need you. We want you. More of the Holy Spirit. More of your anointing. More of your power. More of your fire. Oh Lord, help us, I pray. Move us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.